Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump will be in Claremont, New Hampshire today after a rally in Lowell last night. It was his fourth major campaign event in Massachusetts, and at this one, he was regularly interrupted by protesters. WBUR's Simone Rios was there.
For Lowell resident Paula Haynes, Donald Trump has no business in the arena that takes its name from one of the city's favorite former Congress members.
This arena, which is named after our beloved Paul Tsongas and carries the university's name, is no place for spreading hatred of others and spreading fear that leads to hatred.
Haynes is an employee of UMass Lowell. She was among dozens of protesters holding signs and chanting against the Republican frontrunner, some of whom succeeded in getting into the rally.
Bye-bye.
Trump said during one of several interruptions that he can find common ground with the protesters who show up at his rallies.
But I guarantee if we sit down with some of them within a short period of time, what are we asking? We want our country to be great again. We want jobs to be brought back. I mean, you know, there's really nothing radical.
Protesters are a mainstay at Trump rallies, though they're regularly outnumbered by thousands of supporters. The Tsongas Center was no exception. The arena houses 7,800 people, and it was almost full to capacity. Gail Alario of Chelmsford says she's seen Trump three times, and she's prepared to vote for him. But it's the first time she's seen him interrupted.
I didn't like that. I think, you know, they have places outside, not inside.
Trump's stop in Lowell was full of red meat rhetoric, including his pledge to build a wall on the border with Mexico. And he says his experience as a developer means he'll do better than other candidates.
I know exactly how to build a wall. I know the footings. I know how deep they have to go. I know how high we can go with the precast. I know everything. They don't know that.
Trump's visit to Lowell comes as his campaign is reinforcing one of the candidate's most controversial messages. The campaign released a video yesterday backing the call for a ban on the entry of Muslims into the U.S.
The politicians can pretend it's something else, but Donald Trump calls it radical Islamic terrorism. That's why he's calling for a temporary shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until we can figure out what's going on.
Trump supporter Lori Levi says she backs the proposal.
Not all Muslims are terrorists, of course, but look at the overwhelming amount of terrorists. What have they been? Muslims. So at this point, we need to stop something until we can get things straight.
For some Lowell residents at the Trump rally, that's a dangerous sentiment.
You're taking this country to a place that it really shouldn't be going.
Syed Hussein recently graduated from UMass Lowell.
It's beginning to marginalize a bunch of minorities in this country that actually feel that this country belongs to them as well.
Hussein's solution is for Trump to pull out of the race for president. But 13 points ahead in the latest poll, that's not likely to happen anytime soon. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios in Lowell.